must your schach be sturdy enough to withstand a ruach metzuya, a normal wind? In other words, if my schach falls down in the middle of sukkah, is my sukkah kosher even at the point when the schach was still up? So the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chav Gimel talks about machlokas, whether a sukkah on a boat is kosher when the sukkah can withstand a ruach metzuya, a normal wind of land, but it can't withstand a normal wind of at the sea. And the Gemara says machlokas, whether it's kosher, we paskin that it is kosher, but you see from over here that you need that in order for a sukkah, at least the walls of a sukkah, to be kosher, they need to withstand the ruach metzuya, a normal wind of the land. Again, on Chav Dalet, Amud Beis in Sukkah as well, it talks about where the walls of a sukkah are trees. And again, the Gemara seems to say that a mechitza, a wall of the sukkah, which can't withstand the normal wind, is not a good wall. Now, what is the reason why a wall of a sukkah needs to withstand the ruach metzuya in order to be kosher? So option number one is because it's fundamentally not a wall. A sukkah, a wall which can't withstand a normal wind, is not considered a wall. Another option, which is more what the Ritva says, that it is a wall, but you need walls that last 7 days. And since this wall is going to fall within 7 days, it's not a sukkah which is able to last for 7 days. It's not a good dira, and therefore it is no good. I mean, in general, this is similar to the grizzes on the Rambam's Machlokas between Rashi and Rambam, but that's for a different time. Now, what are nafkaminas between these two reasons? Whether the problem of a wall which can't withstand the ruach metzuya is that it's not a wall, or no, it is a wall, it just is not it can't last 7 days. So one nafkamina is when you build a sukkah in your house, so practically the sukkah can fall, but you use, let's say, flimsy walls around the sukkah. In other words, you have a skylight in the middle of your room, the walls of the house are too far away, so you build yourself put a sheet surrounding like the area of the skylight, so you have now your sukkah in that area, but the walls are only sheets, which are flimsy and but if they were outside, they would blow away. But since they're in your house and protected by the walls of your house, they won't blow away. So are they kosher or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says they are puzzle. Now they're puzzle because, and this is also the opinion of Shmuel Kamenetsky. Now, that makes sense according to reason number one, they're possible, because these are not halachic walls. But according to reason number two, it should be kosher, as practically they won't fall down, and they'll last 7 days. Another nafkamina is whether there's any need to build your sukkah so strong that it could withstand even a ruach she'ena metzuya, a not strong wind. And sorry, a not normal wind. According to reason number one, which is that it's not a wall, so there's no need, because since these are a wall, they are a wall. It doesn't make a difference. There's no need to have a super strong wall. You need a wall. And that's, in fact, a psak of Rabbi Yonis and Steve. But Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky disagrees, and perhaps the reason of his is based on a second reason, because in order to be mehudar, it needs to be able to stand for 7 days, and if there's a chance it's not going to stay for 7 days because there's going to be some hurricane in the coming, so there is an inyan to build a super strong wall. Perhaps nafkamina number three is it based on the ruach metzuya of that area, or is it general, like an average ruach metzuya, an average wind? So according to reason number one, that you need to define a wall, so that should be based on the average. Whatever the average is of defines a wall, that's a wall, that's a wall. But according to reason number two, and by the way, that what Mikra Kodesh seems to indicate as well. However, according to reason number two, that it needs to last 7 days, so it should go based on the average wall in that area. So, you know, that would make sense. What about, and fourth nafkamina, what about the schach itself? So Mishras Samus himself queries whether a schach needs to be able to withstand ruach metzuya or not, and he leaves it as a tzarch in. And that would mean, in other words, if the walls are strong enough to withstand the normal wind, but the schach itself is not strong enough, is it still a kosher sukkah or not? So B'tzela Chochma proves from Matosis in Sukkah that it needs to be able to withstand the Ruach Metzuya even for Schach, and that's the Pshat of the Shevet Akasi, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, that the Schach as well needs to be able to withstand a Ruach Metzuya, normal wind. Now, Pischei Sukkah, by the way, notes that this Chiddush is absent from any Rishonim and early Achronim. They don't discuss at all, really, the concept of whether the Schach itself needs to be able to withstand a ruach metzuya, a normal wind, or not. They just are silent on it, which implies that, you know, it does not need to withstand a Ruach Metzuya. But I was thinking perhaps it's based on, this will be enough Gemina between these two reasons. According to reason number one, there's no need for a Sechach to withstand a Ruach Metzuya, because it's only a din by a Mechitza. Once you have a kosher wall, a wall is a wall is a wall is a wall. Who cares about the Sechach? But according to reason number two, there is a need to withstand a Ruach Metzuya. The Sechach also need to be able to withstand a Ruach Metzuya, because you need a kosher Sukkah for 7 days, and the Sukkah without Sechach obviously is not kosher. So this would be enough Gemina between the two reasons of why the mechitza, why you need walls to withstand a Ruach Metzuya, depending on the reason for that, will depend on what the reason is, on whether you need schach also to withstand a Ruach Metzuya or not.